our story had an ending before it even began. And I should have known it wasn't going to last forever. Because all I kept asking myself throughout the time we were together is, when is this going to end? Are we in the clear yet? What's going to happen? It's like reading your favorite sad book, which you've read 1,000 times. You pick it up and read it again, flipping through the pages with anxiety because you already know what's going to happen, how it's going to end. But you still went through with it, even though you'll have to relive the heartbreak again. Our story, I might say, is made for the big screens. Biggest plot twist? Me falling for you. I never planned on that. That wasn't in the script. The script was this. Talk to you. Share funny stories with you. Be your comfort. Then walk away once things get crazy. But I couldn't just walk away. Hell, I crumpled up that script, threw it away and burned it, and without my knowledge, without having to write it down, I started writing our story. I started to imagine our happy ending. How everything's going to go, what characters we'll play, the places we're going to go. It all played vividly in my mind as I imagine us in Paris, like we always talked about. Having coffee and croissants at Café Marquis, Rue de France Bourgeois, watching people and tourists and me fretting about my red lipstick and trying to impress you. Our story, in my mind, was like that best-selling novel you pick up in a bookstore and you can't help but read it over and over again. Just like any other story, though, there were villains. Three main antagonists in this story, namely time, distance, and opinions. And everything spiraled into this dark pit that is our fears and our doubts. This isn't the kind of story where boy and girl fought against the dragons and against all odds ultimately end up together. Because now, our story is me having to face the loneliness of the night again. And not having you whisper in my ear all the things that made me feel better. It's those mornings when I feel numb and I check my phone and your messages just aren't the same anymore. And I stare helplessly at the blank screen and figure out how the hell am I going to get over this? Now, our story is having to go through the day without breaking down or crying because I know I'm not the main character in your life anymore and that I'd rather hurt than face the loneliness waiting for me when I lie down to sleep. Now, our story is a sudden realization that this is all make-believe, all a fantasy made up in my head because I had hoped for too much, asked for too much. Our story, right now, is facing the fact that happy is her. And I'm happy for you, truly. Maybe in another life we'll finally have the courage to defeat our villains. This marks the end of our love story. It might not have been a happy ending, and the sparks definitely did not fly, or we were deemed the lucky ones. But surely this is not the end of our story. I'll get over you. And I'll rewrite the inevitable ending. Change the genre from love to adventure. Because we might not have walked out of this as lovers, but we're still the best of friends. But for now, I'll put my phone down and maybe get some sleep tonight.